Let's turn our attention to the weather forecast now. Mike Tenora is here from T-Storm Weather in Chicago. What a beautiful afternoon it is here in late September. Thanks so much for being with us today.
Yeah, it really doesn't get a whole lot nicer than today, that's for sure.
Well, will it stay this way? Because farmers sure would like to get into the field if they can get the crop to begin to mature and dry down. But part of that is staying dry to begin with. What do you see?
Well, it is going to stay dry if you move to the south and east of Champaign. That's where there's not going to be too much rain over the next 7 to 10 days. But there will be a very sharp dividing line between that dry weather to the south and east and very wet weather to the immediate north. In fact, starting as early as tomorrow afternoon, we'll see a pretty large thunderstorm cluster develop within the northwest third of Illinois and affect that part of the state tomorrow evening as well. So that'll be the first batch of rain. But our larger concern is that we have a number of fairly significant systems that are going to pass this weekend and over the course of next week, and that will produce quite a bit of rain across the northwest two-thirds of the central U.S. So we're talking about 1 to 3 inches of rain for most corn and soybeans to the north and to the west of the Champaign region. So it kind of depends on where you are, but if you're in Iowa, if you're in Minnesota, if you're in the Dakotas, there's quite a bit of rain coming up. And it's just going to turn wetter in these areas before it turns drier.
Will it be cooler as well?
Well, we will see some pretty large temperature fluctuations as we move through next week. And that's not all that uncommon of this time of the year as we move from the summer through the fall and toward the winter. But at this point, the way it looks is like this. We're essentially going to warm up a lot as we move into early next week. And we'll see high temperatures back into the 70s, 80s, and 90s. Across a pretty big chunk of the Corn Belt, and we'll even see record high temperatures. But at the exact same time that that's happening, we're going to see an all-out snowstorm in parts of Alberta and Montana just to the northwest of us. And that very sharp dividing line between cold air and warm air is going to steadily sink southward throughout next week. And that's pretty much the reason that we're going to see a lot of this rain coming up. That real sharp dividing line doesn't break very quickly, it breaks slowly. And as it steadily marches toward the Corn Belt, it'll keep on producing rain until it finally clears us in about a week.
Are you fearful? You said it'll clear us, but are you fearful that there will be persistent rain showers into the month of October?
Well, it looks like everything will start to break up right around a week from now, which is October 3rd. And as we move beyond then, there still should be some showers and thunderstorms around, but it doesn't look as nearly as wet, and it also does look a lot cooler. Now, when we say a lot cooler, you have to keep in mind that the types of temperatures that we're going to see over the next 5 to 7 days are way above normal. So even if we turn a lot cooler with highs only in the 60s and 70s, that's actually pretty close to where it should be for the first week of October, and maybe even a little bit above normal still. So yes, it is going to turn cooler, but in the big picture, it's still pretty close to normal.
What do we know about South America at this time?
Well, South America is mired in drought. There's a drought in a lot of the key areas of Argentina, Brazil, and Paraguay. And all of these regions produce a lot of corn, soybeans, and wheat. So we do need rain in Brazil initially to start planting. Planting has been delayed fairly significantly by the lack of rain. And if we go to Argentina, they don't start planting their corn and soybeans for another few weeks. But the wheat crop is sensitive, and that crop is very dry. And there is a little bit of rain coming up for wheat in Argentina Sunday and Monday, but that's really about it. And if this forecast holds, well, then we're going to have a wheat problem in Argentina. You just can't be this dry for this long and only have a little bit of rain coming up over the next 10 to 12 days and expect to get out of it.
Hey, thanks so much. We'll check in with you again next week.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Okay, that, of course, is Mike Tenora. He is with T-Storm Weather in Chicago.